Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Healing Your Inner Child, Addressing the Root Cause, your daily dose of real talk about emotional well-being. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, here to guide you through this wild, wonderful journey of self-discovery. Now, who among us hasn't felt that knot in their stomach, that racing heart, or that overwhelming sense of being just overwhelmed? Yeah, I'm talking about stress and anxiety, those unwelcome guests who show up unannounced and try to crash the party. But here's the thing, beautiful people, we don't have to let them take over. We can learn to navigate these tricky emotions, find healthy coping mechanisms, and reclaim our inner peace. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. Ready to unlock some serious self-care magic? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you ditch those destructive habits and embrace a toolbox of positive strategies. First up, awareness is your superpower. Seriously, the moment you start recognizing those early signs of stress, the tension in your shoulders, the shortness of breath, the racing thoughts, you can choose a different path. You are not at the mercy of these feelings. You have the power to acknowledge them and decide how to respond. Think of it like this. You wouldn't ignore a smoke alarm, right? So why treat those stress signals any differently? They're your body's way of saying, hey, something needs attention here. Next up, ditch the self-blame. Ever found yourself thinking, I should be able to handle this, or why am I so anxious? Stop it right there. Stress and anxiety are a normal part of being human. We're constantly bombarded with information, expectations, and demands. It's no wonder our inner child sometimes feels overwhelmed. Be kind to yourself, darling, acknowledge that these feelings are valid, and remember that you're not alone in this journey. Speaking of self-care, let's talk about movement. Ever notice how a good workout or even just a brisk walk can clear your head? Exercise releases endorphins, those magical feel-good chemicals that act like natural stress relievers. So, get your body moving. Whether it's dancing in your living room, taking a yoga class, or simply going for a nature walk, find something that makes you feel alive and energized. Now, let's talk about unplugging. Our devices are amazing tools, but they can also be major stress inducers. Constant notifications, social media scrolling, and the pressure to stay connected 24/7 can leave our brains feeling fried. Make time for digital detox. Put down your phone, step away from the computer, and reconnect with yourself and the real world. Finally, remember the power of connection. Humans are social creatures, and strong relationships provide a vital support system. Lean on your loved ones, talk to a trusted friend, or join a community group. Sharing your feelings and experiences can help you feel less alone and more empowered. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer with a demanding job and a never-ending to-do list. Every morning, she wakes up feeling like she's already behind, constantly battling deadlines and emails. Her go-to coping mechanism? Binge-watching TV shows until late at night, which leaves her feeling more drained than relaxed. Sarah is a textbook example of someone stuck in a destructive cycle. She's using unhealthy habits to cope with stress instead of finding healthy solutions. But what if Sarah discovered the power of mindfulness? What if she started taking short walks during her lunch break, focusing on her breath and noticing the sensations around her? What if she replaced those late-night TV marathons with connecting with friends or pursuing a creative hobby? Just imagine the difference. We can all learn from Sarah's story. It's a reminder that finding healthy coping mechanisms takes conscious effort and experimentation. But trust me, it's so worth it. When you invest in your emotional well-being, you unlock a whole new level of joy, resilience, and fulfillment. So beautiful people, let's recap those key takeaways. 1. Awareness is key. Recognize the signs of stress early on and choose how to respond instead of letting those feelings control you. 2. Be kind to yourself. Stress and anxiety are normal. Don't beat yourself up for feeling them. 3. Move your body. Exercise releases those feel-good endorphins and can work wonders for your mental state. 4. Unplug and reconnect. Step away from the digital world and nurture your real-life connections. 5. Remember, you're not alone. Lean on your support system and know that there are people who care about you and want to help. Now go out there and shine. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little dose of self-love. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and let me know in the comments what coping mechanisms work best for you. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.